Dictation for Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, Wood, W-O-O-D, June 1357. Address as a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Mrs. Wood, Andrea, comes a non-scheduled visit with worsening creatinine. I saw her back in June. To summarize, she has polycystic kidney disease, underwent a deceased donor renal transplant late 2023. There was a delayed graft function, but did not require any further dialysis. There were complications of wound dehiscence, no bowel resection, two-step surgery to assure viability of the bowel, complications of COVID, followed by bilateral lower extremity vein thrombosis on the calf area, wasn't anticoagulated with Eliquis for a short period of time. Problems of high potassium. Recently, 3-4 months ago, diagnosis of CMV infection with tissue invasion, compromising of meningoencephalitis, bowel, liver, and hematological abnormalities. She's been followed actively by University of Michigan infectious diseases. She was transitioned from oral ganciclovir to alternative antiviral because of delay and persistent positive CMV DNA quantitative. Twice testing for CMV resistance has been negative. Concerned about progressive rise in creatinine. Antiviral has caused significant problems with taste for what she has poor oral intake. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, no kidney transplant tenderness, good urine output, good valium, infection, cloudiness of blood. She has chronic lower extremity edema, but no ulcerations. Presently, no chest pain palpitation, no cough sputum production, no oxygen, no orthopnea PND. A few weeks ago, an isolated episode of fever, upper respiratory symptoms, sore throat resolved in 4 or 5 hours, did not go to the emergency room. Also recent right-sided cataract surgery without complications, with plans for left-sided to be done next week, Wednesday. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight that she's off the cell set since the diagnosis of CMV. Remains on prednisone 5 milligrams. Tacro levels has been fluctuating. Dose recently decreased from 2 milligrams in the morning to 1.5, same 1 milligram in the afternoon. Gold University of Michigan for Tacro, 4 to 6. Antiviral change to Meharry Baisablir is MARI, P.S. in boy, ACLIR. For blood pressure, remains on Bumex, metoprolol, nifedipine. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 224. She has gained a lot of weight since transplant, probably 25, 30 pounds. Blood pressure by nurse was 138.75. I got 110 over 60 on the right side. She still has an AV fistula on the left. Alert of the intestine 3, no respiratory distress. Lungs are clear, no pleural effusion consolidation, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap gallop, overweight of the abdomen, no distension tenderness, stable edema, no cellulitis. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry few days ago, August 4, anemia 12.6, large red blood cells 106, minor low platelet count 141, normal white blood cell, normal neutrophils, lymphocytes, creatinine up to 2.2, is been fluctuating, upper ones, and recently 2.48, normal sodium potassium acid base, low albumin, normal calcium, present GFR 23, stage 4, normal phosphorus, trace amount of protein in the urine, some blood. There was positive leukocyte esterase, but no urinary symptoms. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Fluctuating levels of creatinine. A person who has deceased donor kidney transplant, underlying polycystic kidney disease, complications post-transplant. She looks relatively dry. I got a blood pressure 110 over 60. I'm decreasing the Bumex from 2 to 1 milligram. Monitor chemistries in a weekly basis. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. No pulmonary edema. Her acute kidney abnormalities, multiple reasons. Poor oral intake, pre-renal. Fluctuating levels of tacrolimus, recently as high as 10, with potential nephrotoxicity, potential interactions of antiviral medications with tacrolimus, cytomegalovirus can trigger acute and chronic renal transplant rejection. We are going to do a transplant ultrasound to make sure that there is no obstruction or urinary retention. Potentially renal biopsy, although might not change present treatment. Next number, cytomegalovirus, tissue invasion, clinical manifestations of encephalitis, liver, gastrointestinal and hematological abnormalities. No resistant, however, persistent elevated levels, PCR quantitative, new antiviral. Next number, present blood pressure in the low side, decreasing Bumex. Next number, lower extremity edema, in part related to significant gaining weight, body size, prior deep vein thrombosis, although it was localized to the calf veins, not proximal. Effect of medications like nifedipine. At this moment is less of a problem. A repeat venous Doppler a few months ago, no evidence of thrombosis. We will address this in a different opportunity. Might change nifedipine to ACE inhibitors or potentially hydralazine. However, there are other pressing issues. Next number, high-risk medication immunosuppressant. Next number, polycystic kidney disease, dialysis, transplant, deceased donor, complications of cytomegalovirus. She was negative for infection. Donor was positive. She did 6 months of antiviral treatment. We are almost 2 years and now complications of cytomegalovirus. Next number, prior BK virus early during the transplant requiring decreasing doses of CellCept and immunoglobulin. We are going to retest it, BK virus by PCR plasma urine. Next number, prior wound dehiscent. Bowel obstruction, 2 steps procedures, bowel was viable, no resection, and finally wound closed. Next number, prior echo. Suspicious for a variant of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy with preserved ejection fraction, mild degree of diastolic dysfunction. All issues discussed at length, patient and son. Once I have the kidney ultrasound, BK virus, and new labs, we will try to discuss with University of Michigan if there is any potential need for a biopsy. Might not change, however, treatment, even with rejection, with active cytomegalovirus, she will not be a candidate for aggressive immunosuppression. We are already adjusting tacrolimus to the lowest level. Sam asked the question if the tacro needs to be stopped altogether. He understands that that will potentially cause rejection of the kidney. Alternative transplant medications, including sirolimus, S-I-R-O-L-I-M-U-S, as well as belatacept, B as in boy, E-L-A-T-A-C-E-P-T, also will cause severe immunosuppressants and potentially reactivation of cytomegalovirus or persistent infection. Prolonged visit, more than an hour, end of dictation,